So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the sources of the Mishnah's next halacha. Ve'ish neichel es imoy. A son inherits the assets of his deceased mother if her husband is no longer alive, because the pasuk states v'chol bas yireshes nachla mimatos b'nei Yisrael. The pluralized word mimatos implies that a daughter can inherit the assets of two different shvatim. Now, this can only be possible in the case where shavi meshebet echad ve'ima meshebet achar umesu v'yirashasim. Her father and mother were from different shvatim, and after they died, their daughter inherits both their assets. Be'enli elabaz ben minayin. This pasuk is only a source for a daughter. However, a son also inherits his mother's assets through a kavuchemer. If a daughter whose right to inherit her father's assets is weak, because if there is a son, she does not inherit. Nevertheless, she does inherit her mother's assets. Certainly, a son whose right to inherit his father's assets is strong also inherits his mother's assets. The Tanna Kamma adds, "Umimakim shabas, umalahan ben koyim labas, avkan ben koyim labas." Since Nichsei Ha'im is derived from Nichsei Ha'av, we must say that just as in Nichsei Ha'av, if there is a son, a daughter does not inherit her father's assets, so too in Nichsei Ha'im, if there is a son, a daughter does not inherit her mother's assets. Rav Zecharia ben Akatzav disagrees and says, Echad ben ve'echad ba'as shavim b'nichsei Ha'im. In Nichsei Ha'im, a son and a daughter are equal, and even if there is a son, the daughter also inherits and they split the mother's assets because Daya lovim and adin, li is kenidin. Ben, the derivative of the Kavuchemer, cannot be stronger than Bas, the source of the Kavuchemer. While the Tanna Kamma holds, Ba'alma Darish Dayoi. In general, we do apply the concept of Dayoi. But in this particular case, we do not apply Dayoi because of the Hekesh of the word Mimatis. Makesh Mati Ha'im La Mati Ha'av. Ma Mati Ha'av Ben Koidim Labas, Af Mati Ha'im Ben Koidim Labas. The Torah compares Nichsei Av to Nichsei Aim in that just as in Nichsei Av, a son comes before a daughter, so to a Nichsei Aim, a son comes before a daughter. The Gemara continues. If so, one might argue based on the Hekesh, just as in Nichsei Av, a firstborn son receives a double portion, so too in Nichsei Aim, a Bechor should receive a double portion. However, this is not so because the pasuk states loy mishpat habachera. The exclusive word loy teaches mishpat habachera leish, but loy mishpat habachera leisha. The halacha of bachera applies only to a man's assets, but does not apply to a woman's assets. Therefore, bachera does not receive pishnaim in his mother's assets. The Gemara explains that the source is not from the pasuk bachalash yemotzi loy b'loy la, because hanemili bachar shenasa almana, aber bachar shenasa besula hachinami deshakel. This pasuk includes only a bechor who is a firstborn, only of his father, but not of his mother, and he does not get pishnaim in his mother's assets because he is not her bechor. However, this does not exclude a bechor who is a firstborn of both his father and mother, and perhaps he does get pishnaim in his mother's assets. And the source is also not from the pasuk reishis oinoi oinoi b'loi oina, because hanemili alman shenasa besula, al bechor shenasa besula chenami deshakel. This excludes only a Bechor who is a firstborn only of his mother but not of his father, and he does not get Pishnaim in his mother's assets because he's not also the father's Bechor. However, it does not exclude a Bechor who is a firstborn of both his father and mother, and perhaps he would get Pishnaim in his mother's assets. Therefore, we need the third pasuk Loi Mishpat HaBechera, to teach Mishpat HaBechera Le'ish, but Loi Mishpat HaBechera Le'isha. Halacha of Bechor applies only to a man's assets, but does not apply to a woman's assets, even if the son is the Bechor of both parents. The Gemara proceeds with the sources to the Mishnah's next halacha. V'ish neichel es ishta. A husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife, even if she has sons. However, v'lo ha'isha es baila, a wife does not inherit the assets of her deceased husband, because the pasuk states, v'nesatim es nachlosi l'she'eira ha'kar v'lov mi'mishpachtoi v'yerish oisa. She'eiroi zu ishtoi melamed shabal yerish es ishtoi. The word she'eiroi refers to a wife, and the pasuk comes to teach that a husband inherits his wife. And the superfluous word oisa teaches who yerish oisa ve'ein hi yerish oisa. Only a husband inherits his wife, but a wife does not inherit her husband. The Gemara asks, v'hokroi lavhochiksivi. The pasuk implies the opposite, that a wife also inherits, as it states, v'nesatim es nachlosa l'she'era karvalov. The husband's assets shall be given to she'era, his wife, and v'yerish oisa, the wife's assets shall be given to her husband. The Gemara offers two approaches. Abaye says the pasuk must be divided into two segments. First, the pasuk states, "V'nesatim es nachlosi l'karvelov." This segment does not refer to a husband or wife, but to the next closest relative of the deceased. And the word she'eira is moved to the end of the pasuk, she'eira v'yarshaisa. The husband inherits the assets of she'eira, his wife, and the word oisa comes to exclude hu yerish oisa v'ein hi yereshes oisa. Rava disagrees and says that we cannot move a complete word l'she'eira to another place in the pasuk. However, gairin u'meisifin v'dershin. We can move a letter from one word to another word. Therefore, the pasuk is read as follows. V'nesatim es nachla she'eira loy. The assets of she'eira, his wife, are given to Loi, her husband. As the Rashbam explains, Gara vav minachalosai, the lamin milisha'eroi, lasis teva achas vihiloi. The letter vav of the word nachalosai and the letter lamin of the word lisha'eroi are removed and combined to form a new word, Loi. This discussion continues in the next daf.